You're listening to an Aviation Bizcast from AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine, for this Wednesday, March 19th, 2008. Brought to you today by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. Cirrus Design has always said it's trying to change the way people think about owning airplanes, and its latest announcement will undoubtedly raise the stakes on the high-end piston market. AvWeb's Russ Niles spoke with Cirrus's new Chief Operating Officer, Brent Wouters, about the company's new maintenance coverage plan and some other developments in Duluth.
Okay, and you came from airline industries, from what I understand.
Yeah, actually, a distant time ago, previous to Cirrus, I was with a company out of Atlanta called International Payment Services as the chief financial officer. I was also an equity analyst with Solomon Smith Barney for 5 years, but before that, I wrote software for Anderson Consulting in the defense business and was with the aviation airline business as well.
If ever there was a time to have a money guy at the helm, I guess now is. Some issues going on with the GA market. General aviation piston aircraft sales are starting to slip just a little bit. What's Cirrus's response to that?
Well, actually, Cirrus has a number of responses. In the short term, what we're trying to do is make a lot of changes in terms of how we approach the market. But one of the things that we're launching is Cirrus Maintenance, which is a new program that is really designed to provide a simple, no-hassle approach to maintenance for every new Cirrus owner. The bottom line is we're going to include Cirrus Maintenance, all scheduled maintenance, for the first 2 years or 600 hours with every airplane.
Okay, give me some detail on the maintenance program and maybe some of the rationale for it.
Well, this Cirrus Maintenance program is the biggest commitment that Cirrus has made yet to this ownership program idea to make flying general aviation much simpler and easier for the flying community. We're trying to appeal to a much broader population. We're trying to expand the industry with a program like this. And this is a very large financial commitment for us. By including maintenance with the product, we think that we are appealing to the kind of consumer that we have today that expects, you know, to walk out to their automobile or walk out to their airplane and turn the key and have it work when they're ready to go somewhere. And so for us, Cirrus Maintenance is a significant commitment. It's certainly a significant financial commitment, but it's a commitment to expanding the industry that takes maintenance and the struggles or the uncertainties about convincing perhaps new entrants into the marketplace about general aviation. It takes those concerns and uncertainties away by making that our problem. We think we can deliver a product complete with maintenance and take the hassles out of it entirely. Yeah, not to mention the fact that we think we build the best product and we're willing to make this commitment and stand behind our product overall. So Cirrus Maintenance for us is a very significant both financial commitment and commitment to expand the industry to a much broader population of customers that might want to fly now and in the future.
What is happening in the market? I mean, we see the business jet market just going crazy, and the piston market is not parallel with that. What's your analysis of that?
The interesting part is that 2007 was a record year for us. So we haven't seen the softening with the exception of the last couple, the first couple months of 2008, which have been certainly soft. We didn't see the softening at all in 2007. Had a record year overall revenue and profits. So in early 2008, certainly we're seeing the effect of declining equity markets and people feeling less wealthy than they were before, and I think that just contributed to slower sales in the near term.
Okay, other than add-ons like the maintenance program, what can general aviation do to keep the buzz up about personal transportation this way?
The Cirrus approach is probably the one thing that I would point to, is making flying easier. And we have, you know, Cirrus Maintenance and other programs are a significant effort by us to make flying, make owning an airplane, make maintaining an airplane very simple. So to us, breaking down the barriers for the consumer and making it the utility of the aircraft much more easy to achieve is a big portion of that. We have a lot of product development initiatives underway, but I think it's more important to look at the consumer and the problems that they face in purchasing, financing, leasing, maintaining an airplane, training in an airplane, and so we're attacking those ownership dilemmas, if you will, or challenges pretty aggressively as we have been over the last several years.
Well, it hasn't been long since we asked these questions, but we can't get somebody from Cirrus on the line without asking about the jet. How's it going?
It's going very well. We're still we're on track in terms of the timing, and we've hired a great number of people. We have deployed them on that program. We expect it to fly in the not-too-distant future on the schedule that we had originally discussed with the marketplace, and so we're on track, and we're very excited about that prospect.
You were a little short of aerospace engineers a few months ago. Have you managed to pick some up from some of the companies that have gone under in the last couple of months?
Well, not yet, but we certainly will. There's obviously some very good talent there, and we will pick up some of those individuals. We've been able to accomplish most of everything that we've accomplished thus far, and we will still hit our target with fewer people than we imagined. So that's the good news. We've been more efficient both on the cost side and the people side than we expected.
Can you tell me at what stage the prototype for the jet is at the moment?
Sure. Portions of the fuselage and the wing are on test stands, and the fuselage and the wing are going through their final test just before it gets put together, pieced together in terms of mating the wing with the fuselage, and that will happen very shortly, and then we'll be in a good situation to do our early run-ups and system tests and those kinds of things.
Okay, and you moved into the new facility at Duluth North, you're calling it?
We have. We've moved in, and there's plenty of extra space, but our team is hard at work over there on the jet program.
Okay, so a little crystal ball stuff here. It's been a rough first couple of months of the year for a few companies, and I'm just wondering if you see any further shakeout coming up, or have things pretty much rationalized?
Well, I certainly don't have any reason to expect further shakeout. I think from our standpoint, our balance sheet is strong. We have a great financial partner who is always willing and able to help us, but we've been able to manage without external capital for quite some time. I don't expect other companies. I think most of the other companies out there are backed by strong financial partners. I don't have any expectation that they will suffer any further challenges. It was unfortunate that Adam went through what they went through, but I don't have any reason to believe that others will go through that. I think whether it's the piston market or very light jet market or the personal jet market or some of the larger jets, I think that you'll see things stabilize from this point forward.
Okay, well, congratulations on your new job, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And that's Brent Wouters with Cirrus Design. Thanks for listening to an Aviation Bizcast from AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine. Today's report was brought to you by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. You can learn more or subscribe at aviationsafetymagazine.com. Comments on this audiocast welcome. Audio news at avweb.com. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.